Responsible for the views, actions, statements, or opinions of its guests, advertisers, or even its viewers. The information contained in this program is not to be construed as medical or legal advice. An appearance on this platform is not necessarily an endorsement, but as always, we encourage you to do your own research. Enjoy the show. Good afternoon, Patriots, and welcome back to another episode of Occam's Razor. As always, I'm your host, Zach Payne. I'm flying solo today because Abe is moving, so keep Abe and his family in your prayers. Obviously, moving is always a very stressful time. Hopefully, he's going to get through it A-OK. I got a ton of stuff I want to talk to you guys about today. I want to touch one more time on that World Health Organization story in case anybody didn't see my video the other day. We're going to be talking about Kathy Barnett one more time. We got to discuss these FBI whistleblowers and so much more. Thanks for hanging out, guys. I appreciate it. I hope you're enjoying your Thursday afternoon, morning, early evening if you're in another part of the world. All right, do me a favor. Sit back, relax, grab your popcorn, and we're going to be right back after this. Right now is the best time to start setting goals for the next cycle of inflation. This way, you're always moving forward, growing, making money, not losing it. Imagine having more freedom and more fun. You can start a gold IRA right now today with Noble Gold and begin to immediately start fighting inflation. And this month, for every IRA above 20K, you're going to get this incredible 3-ounce solid silver American Virtue coin. It's completely free, and it's their thank you for getting signed up. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Give them a call today at 877-646-5347 or visit their website in the link below at noblegoldinvestments.com and learn more today. Once again, that's noblegoldinvestments.com. Give them a call. And remember, when you support my sponsors, you support this channel. All right. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back. Thank you so much for being here today. We have, as I said, a lot of things to talk about. I'm currently waiting on my coffee, and I'm waiting on my water from Red Pill Girlfriend. Hopefully you guys got a chance to see my video from yesterday in the afternoon. I spoke about a number of different things. By and large, you know, we have a lot of stuff going on. I think there's a lot of positive movements. Although the audit in New Mexico did not find outright fraud, it did find some issues. And there are issues that we've had in a number of other elections throughout this country, issues that have been exposed by past audits in a number of different states. And although the fraud wasn't there explicitly, I think it's pretty obvious that there is fraud that exists within our election system. We're going to talk about a couple of different pieces of evidence related to that today. But I wanted to open up today by discussing this new video that came out from Kathy Barnett. Now, I the other day, one of my my viewers, and I'm sorry, Patriot 70? I'm sorry, I can't remember who it was. They sent me an email. But somebody had made a comment about how Kathy Barnett had received $2 million in Google money. And I said, well, that's a pretty easy thing we can go and check. So I went to the FEC's own website where the campaign finance reports are filed for candidates. And you can drill down by state. You can drill down to look at specific races. And I looked at the three candidates for a Republican nomination for Senate there in Pennsylvania, which is Kathy Barnett, Dave McCormick, and Mehmet Oz. And you can tell how much money they've raised. Both Oz and McCormick have raised nearly $16 million. It might be more now since this was a couple of days ago. But Kathy Barnett has raised less than $2 million. So the claim that she has received $2 million from Google, I can't verify it. Doesn't mean that there's something out there that hasn't been updated yet or that I haven't seen. But as of right now, I don't have any evidence to suggest that that is the case. But I will tell you this, there are a lot more individual donations for Kathy Barnett in much smaller amounts than what you have going to Oz or McCormick. McCormick, if I'm not mistaken, worked in the George W. Bush administration. That immediately disqualifies him for me. And then, of course, Oz has his own set of problems, whether it's his relationship with Oprah or his comments on abortion. There's a lot of different reasons that you, if you live in Pennsylvania, you're going to have to weigh those positives and negatives. And yesterday, as Kathy Barnett continues to rise in the polls, her and Oz are basically neck and neck right now. There was a really obvious coordinated attack that was launched against Kathy Barnett yesterday, and it was precipitated on the release of this video. And I believe that it was Greg Kelly from Newsmax who put it out first. He says that she is a left-wing Black Lives Matter activist, that she pretends to be a conservative, but here she's lying that America is systemically racist. Give her a guest spot on MSNBC weekends. No way is she going to the U.S. Senate as a Republican with views like these. So this is a 57-second clip, which is taken from a larger video. And I don't have the full video, but it's my understanding that she released this clip in the wake of the George Floyd killing, you know, or George Floyd death, shall we say, before all of the facts were out. Now, I'm not a Black American, okay? Certainly, I don't think that America is systemically racist, as it's defined by the left. But I would be kidding myself if I didn't say that there was racism that existed here in this country. And as somebody who's not Black, you know, I don't know. I haven't experienced it in the same way that other people have that are, you know, people of color, people that have this melanin in their skin. I have melanin, but, you know, I'm Caucasian. So, you know, so I can't claim to know where Kathy Barnett is coming from or even what her state of mind is in this clip because we don't have the whole clip for the context. And I think that somebody like Greg Kelly, it would have been a lot more honest to post this clip, but also include the link to that full video. I'm going to play it, and I kind of want to get your thoughts on this here in the chat, guys. And I'm also going to be releasing a poll in my Telegram in just a moment. It's from a friend of mine on Telegram. Hold on, let me find it here, from Misty G, and it's asking who you would vote for if you live in Pennsylvania. I'm interested to see how this has affected the people that who live in Pennsylvania and would vote for her. So, you know, I'm asking, would you vote for Mehmet Oz? Would you vote for Kathy Barnett? Would you vote for Dave McCormick? So let's go ahead and watch the video, and I'll see what you think. And, of course, I'm going to have to refresh it.
I am a Black woman, as you can clearly see, married to a Black man, and I have a Black son. Racism, systemic racism, is very important to me. It's a very important topic to me. My baby, he's 14 years old, almost 6 feet tall. I want him to be able to walk into a world that is safe. I want him to be able to drive wherever he wants to drive and to live his best life. If he makes a mistake, it is my prayer that people will give him grace, that he will meet. If he makes a mistake where he runs into the justice system, I pray that people will do the right thing, right? So I'll tell you.
All right, so the only thing that I can really see that is damning to her, I mean, is that she says systemic racism is important to her. I don't think that this clip exposes her as a left-wing activist, because, you know, like I said, I don't know what her experience as a Black woman in America is. I don't believe that systemic racism exists on the scale that the Democrats like to say it does. But somebody in the chat made a comment that I absolutely agree with, that any systemic racism that exists in America exists as a result of the Democrat left-wing deep state cabal industrial complex. I mean, let's be honest. The Democrats created the KKK. Joe Biden was a noted segregationist when he was in Congress, a freshman congressional representative long time ago. He actually sponsored bills to ensure that schools couldn't be integrated. You know, it was the Democrats who fought for those things. So I do believe that whatever systemic racism exists, exists because of the Democrats. Now, in a manner of speaking, I think that we could say that systemic racism is something that matters to us as well, because I see us as fighting against that racism that the Democrats and the left-wing radicals are trying to implement. You know, who are the people that are tagging churches, burning them down, that are writing racist slogans on synagogues and mosques? I mean, it's always somebody on the left. It's always somebody on the left who's trying to make it look like the people on the right are the real racists. But we know that to not be true. So I don't know, and I see that we did have DPatriot1776 drop the full 6-minute video clip in there for purposes of brevity. I'm not going to watch that with you here today, but I am going to suggest that you guys go ahead and watch it there. Also, if you're in my Telegram, I would appreciate it if you would vote on that poll. Let me know what you think about this. And, you know, here's the thing, you guys. People today are so quick to jump on the outrage mob. They want to have something to be angry about. It's in vogue to make posts like this on Twitter and to get people riled up and to say things that are incendiary. And that's not the kind of person that I am. And I often talk about not acting like that. I think oftentimes I'm, you know, I'm pissing into the wind, so to speak, because people are going to do what they want to do. But I think that we would benefit as a society and as a movement if we took the time to just, you know, pause for that moment and do a little bit more digging on things and make decisions and public statements based upon that informed opinion that we have as a result of doing that. That research. So let me see. Let's see. Big Island Patriot says, watch the full clip on woke societies. Very different message. Okay. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. That's really honestly what I was expecting. Hold on. I was wearing my coat until the lights heated up the room because I was pretty freezing there for a little bit. That does not surprise me that the message that Kathy Barnett had is completely different from this. I've said this before. If all of us were judged on a single moment in time, you know, just a single soundbite, how many times have I said things, and mean knowingly, on this show? How many times have I said things, you know, that could easily be taken out of context if people just took that that you know 10-second clip? You know, like I've said, you know, that there are people who say the Holocaust didn't happen. Well, now somebody could clip that and then say, Red Pill 78 is a Holocaust denier. I don't even want to get into it, but I'm just saying that's an easy one to point to. So I think that everybody would do well to take a beat and ask themselves, why all of a sudden, right now, 5 days before the primary, are people coming out against Kathy Barnett this hard? Dr. Oz already got the endorsement. There's a lot of people who are going to vote for Oz based upon that, okay? You have to just ask yourself, you know, why is there this outrage mob machine that is being created against Kathy Barnett right now, immediately before the primary takes place? I think it's obvious. I think that she's a threat to the establishment here. I'm not telling you to vote for Kathy Barnett. I've always said, vote with your heart, okay? Do your own research. Decide for yourself, okay? Take a look at Kathy Barnett, her record. Look at its totality. Okay, look at her donors. Do what I did. Go to the FEC website. Ask yourself, wow, you know, why is it that corporate sponsors and major donors are not donating to Kathy Barnett, but in large amounts they are donating to Oz and McCormick? You know, McCormick is endorsed by Pompeo. We have Kathy Barnett, who's endorsed by General Flynn and other people. And then we have Mehmet Oz, who was endorsed by President Trump. I will repeat myself one more time. President Trump likes to make a bet on horses that are going to win. Okay? Mehmet Oz has name recognition. He has celebrity. Based upon those two things alone, it makes it more likely that certain people would vote for Mehmet Oz. Kathy Barnett is a relative unknown, but it looks to me like the people of Pennsylvania are gravitating towards her. So there you go. That's my opinion on the whole thing, and I think that you guys should think about it as deeply as I have. Now, we have mainstream media outlets that are picking up on this this rift that is happening here. Axios News, GOP panics over ultra MAGA Pennsylvania Senate wildcard. Okay. You know, people in the Republican leadership don't want Barnett to be elected. It seems too perfect. You know, think about what happened to Eric Greitens. Okay. His ex-wife coming forward and saying that he beat her or he raped her or something like that. You know, it turns out the whole thing was a fake narrative that was created by Karl Rove. Karl Rove, also like the attack dog hitman for George W. Bush. He is, by, you know, all definitions, the exact perfect example of the Republican rhino establishment. So I think that, we got to look deeper and we got to ask ourselves who is behind this and why. All right, let's talk about the audit that was revealed yesterday in New Mexico. Like I said, outright fraud was not proven by this audit, but there may be a reason behind that. All of the ballot images were erased mysteriously. They were erased by Dominion when they came in and did work on these machines back in June of 2021. But we did find out that these machines have the ability to create ballots and fill them out. Now, why would that be? It seems to me that this is a very, very clear-cut and easy way for people to produce ballots and super-duper ultra-MAGA. That's right, ultra-MAGA, guys. We are ultra-MAGA. Joe Biden, I continue to believe that Joe Biden is the biggest cheerleader for the MAGA movement, because he has given us the best reasons why we don't want to vote for Democrats. Thank you for the coffee, honey. I appreciate that. And Joe Biden comes up with amazing slogans like Ultra MAGA, or hold on, there's another good one. Oh, where is it? Hold on. I couldn't believe this. I could not believe it because it's just too perfect. The Great MAGA King. I'm going to be honest, guys. I'm having T-shirts made that say Ultra MAGA and the Great MAGA King. This is going to be coming out here soon. And as soon as they're available, I'll let you know. I'm going to be repping them here on the show. But Ultra MAGA is the perfect description for the MAGA patriots that you guys are hanging out with here in the chat right now. Hang on. Where is the video? Okay. The Great MAGA King. All right, I'm going to stop it there. For Joe Biden to be saying anything about Donald Trump's record on the economy, obviously it's pure projection. Joe Biden is doing everything he can to destroy our economy, and we'll talk about that next. Here we go. We have these ballots that can be printed using these Dominion voting machines. This is something that we've seen in a number of other states, New York, Pennsylvania, also Michigan. The only reason I can see for these machines to have this ability is for people in the count rooms to be able to create ballots so that they can win elections for the people that they want to win those elections. All right, now, real briefly, give me a one in the chat if you guys have called, emailed, written letters, or gone in to speak with your congressional representatives regarding this Senate bill that is coming up for vote on May 22nd. If you haven't, we'll be down for one for each. Patriots win, my boy. Look at that. Love you guys. Love you. You know, this is very, very important here. All right. I've seen people saying that it's nothing to worry about, you know, that nothing overrides United States sovereignty. You know, well, people said that about mandates. People said that about, you know, the restrictions with COVID. Doesn't matter what's legal, guys. If they can get away with something and we allow them to get away with it, you mark my words, they're going to do it. All right. Thank you to Low Country Brooklyn, MAGA King reporting for duty. I appreciate that. Yeah, they're going to go ahead and do whatever they can to get over on us, to take our liberty, to destroy the freedoms we have left here in this country. And if they can hand over sovereignty to the World Health Organization under the guise of a scamdemic once more, then they're going to do it. Look at this, man. I appreciate you guys. I'm, you know, in the same way that I want you to drop a one if you did this, I want you to drop a two if you haven't, just so we can keep you accountable. I want you to drop a two. I don't think Dan Crenshaw is getting my messages. Well, okay. Is somebody having trouble with Rumble today? Hang on. Emailed Cinema. Okay, good. Zack Attack, thank you so much. You know what, guys? Kids used to call me Zack Attack when I was little because of the Lego ads? Lego ads? Anyways, this is Senate Bill 2297. All right, it's real. It hands over the right for the World Health Organization to come into the United States and to make all of the decisions in terms of how the pandemic responses are going to be handled. And we know that they have recently purchased all of this smallpox medication. We know that Bill Gates has sounded the alarm saying that we're going to have a smallpox outbreak. It's clear after what happened with COVID that they intend to make these pandemics a regular thing. It allows them to take away our rights and to restrict our movements and our speech. And so I'm asking you guys to please, 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 if you haven't done this, Amon says he doesn't interact with the government. All right. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. But if you haven't done it and you're okay interacting with the government, then I'm asking you to please, please go ahead and do it. It takes you 5 minutes. 5 minutes. You can you can just make a you copy this text. You put your own information in there. You send it off. Send it morning, noon, and night until somebody responds to you. TMG, thank you very much. I'll work on Senate Bill 2297. Good stuff. Glad to hear it. Yeah, people say that about the First and the Second Amendment. You guys, we cannot take it for granted that just because something is in the Constitution that it's going to remain, you know, enshrined for the rest of time. Okay? Look at what they've done to the Second Amendment, continually chipping away at it, making it less and less encompassing. All right. You know, I wanted to buy a binary trigger. You guys know what that is? It's a trigger that it fires when you press it and then when you let go of it. All right. And, you know, I had to save up for it, obviously. So I moved to Florida and I went to go order it. Can't buy a binary trigger in Florida. They're illegal in Florida. They consider them to be essentially the same as an automatic weapon. So, you know, you could get them back home, but you can't get them here. Please, please contact your congressional representatives. Mm. Oh, that's good coffee. Okay. So next we are going to discuss, let's see. Oh yeah. How about this? Let me ask you guys a question. Did you hear about the secret royalty payments, billions of dollars in royalty payments that are being paid out to people at the NIH and probably a number of other, federal agencies? Now it's, I have no problem with people in the government who come up with patents that get implemented in the private sector being paid royalties on those patents. But when it comes to the health policies of America, for the National Institutes of Health, for their employees to be receiving royalty payments on products that they are forcing on the American public. So when it comes to making these decisions about public health, for them to be making a decision on something that's going to benefit them directly, I have a problem with that. I think anybody should have a problem with that. You know, it's like you invent something and then you force the people of your nation to use it. You know, people should have the decision to be able to use something or to take a treatment or to gain some type of medical procedure. We should not be forced to get it. You know, this is, to me, this is the worst possible scenario when it comes to something like Neuralink or some other type of physical implant. You know, what if there was Dr. Fauci, he invents a nanobot or some type of micro machine that's going to be injected into your body that's going to, supposedly treat some type of ailment. But, you know, I mean, it has the possibility of doing a number of other things. Dr. Fauci then mandates that the American people, or recommends to the government that they mandate that we get this thing implanted in our bodies. And then, you know, he makes billions more money from it. It's the same with the Moderna vaccine and a number of other patents that these people at the NIH have. The acting NIH director has admitted that this isn't a conflict of interest. Well, he claims it's not a conflict of interest, but he understands why it would appear to be a conflict of interest. I mean, wasn't this why the last director of the NIH had to step away, because there was clear conflict of interest in here? But $30 billion is no small amount. And I don't think I have to tell you that royalty payments are paid out based upon volume of something. I mean, these people, Dr. Fauci and others, they're not receiving a royalty like that. That's a flat fee. All right. The more these companies make off of these inventions that were given to them by the people at the NIH, the more royalty payments are going to be paid out to people like Dr. Anthony Fauci. So this is a major problem. And, you know, the other aspect of it is that they tried to keep it quiet. You know, I mean, democracy dies in the darkness, Washington Post. I mean, if they have nothing to hide, then why would they want to keep it quiet? The reason they wanted to keep it quiet is because they knew that Americans would not be okay learning that public health officials were being paid based upon the amount of product that was being pushed on the American public, a product that they don't need, a product that makes them sicker, a product that makes them more likely to die, frankly, and products that in certain cases they don't have a choice on whether or not they take. Yeah, Kaori says, try to send the UN after me. I effing dare you. Yeah, F around and find out, guys. You know, I mean, I personally have great faith in our American Republic. I have faith in the American people, and I have faith that neither the UN nor the World Health Organization are going to come in and sweep up our sovereignty. But that's because I believe in the patriots that are watching this program right now. I believe in the people out there that are going to stand up and fight. You know, 2022, with as much heartache and bullshit as we've had to deal with, I feel like we've done an incredible thing. You know, in 2016, electing President Donald Trump, that was amazing, okay? Something I never believed truly that we could ever do. And that was in the years leading up to it. I thought America was done for. I thought that we had no choice when it came to who our president was, or, you know, even who lower level elections were. But when we elected Donald Trump, and I really, in the days before the election, I really started to believe that we were going to do it. But I had a, you know, cautious optimism. I didn't want to get myself too invested and then have heartache, you know. So I prepared myself for a Hillary Clinton presidency. But behind the scenes, I was like, man, I really think this is going to happen, you know. And that was a great feeling to realize the power that the American people still held. Okay, and that was frightening as hell to the deep state. And now that we're moving into 2022 midterm elections, I really believe that we're on the cusp of something great. This is that red wave that we were hoping for. And I said in my video yesterday, stealing a presidential election is one thing. It takes a ton of coordination, lots of information, and stealing every single Senate and congressional race in every state across the country. That's another thing entirely. All right, we're talking about just a massive level of coordination that I don't know if they could really pull it off. And I know that they won't be able to pull it off if you guys show up on election day, if you're volunteering, if you are yourself getting elected to these various offices. You know, I'm so proud of JR. I'm so proud of all the viewers that have reached out to me and let me know that they've become a precinct committeeman. I'm so proud of everybody who's ran for school board, people who have filed bonds against these people who are neglecting their oaths. You know, it's incredible to me. We have done something truly amazing. And 2022 is going to be the year. the year that we take back our country. And that is no small feat. Absolutely no small feat. All right, so next I wanted to talk about the January 6th detainees. I've got two stories about that, kind of interesting, and then how that plays into something else that's happening, you know, with SCOTUS. So we have just despicable conditions right now for these prisoners, these political prisoners in Washington, D.C. Young man named Brandon Fellows. He, over the weekend, had a block toilet. Apparently, this is quite common. He was forced to urinate in the sink, okay, which is where he gets his water for drinking. And there was human excrement all over the floor, all right? And they would not allow him out of his cell, not even to shower. It's clear that they were forcing this young man to stay in there as some type of punishment. Here he is, right here. Here he is on January 6th. You know, they have really done a number on these people. While at the same time, we have Jen Psaki encouraging people to illegally protest in front of the Supreme Court justices' homes. What most of these people are pleading guilty to is something called parading. It's essentially like illegal protesting because they went into the Capitol, even if they had been invited. Not everybody has the best lawyers, and some of these people just want to plead guilty so they can get out of there. I don't know what's going on with Brandon Fellows, but I can tell you this. These people that are parading around in front of Amy Coney Barrett's house, in front of Justice Alito's house, they're breaking the same law that these January 6th protesters are being accused of breaking. You know, yes, there are people who did more. I'm sure you're aware of Baked Alaska. Now, Baked Alaska was all set this morning to plead guilty to parading. But while he was at the trial, he was asked by Judge Emmett Sullivan, who's that same, you know, no good so-and-so that saw the General Flynn case to its conclusion. But Tim GNA, a.k.a. Baked Alaska, you know, he was live streaming the whole thing. I think he was in Pelosi's office, you know, and I just want to say that, you know, I personally think there's a difference between the protesters that were allowed in to the Capitol and they walked through. Nothing should happen to them. But, you know, people who were like going into Nancy Pelosi's office and taking a crap on her desk or stealing stuff, you know, I think that opens them up to a different level of scrutiny. And Tim was one of those people who did it. I don't think they should be getting 6 months in prison, you know, and I think that we should be looking at what's happened to people who have done these things in the past. Democrats have never been charged for this stuff. And I don't think that Democrat pro-abortion activists are going to be charged for it, for parading around in front of Amy Coney Barrett's house. But we must have a fair and balanced judicial system. And if we don't have a fair and balanced judicial system, well, then frankly, we get what we have right now, which is a completely biased and absolutely slanted system, which is pointed in favor of one group instead of another. And that is where we come to the conversation about the two different FBI whistleblowers that have just revealed that bias inherent in our own DOJ and FBI. Now, the first one is a release from Project Veritas. Project Veritas, they have revealed that there are some troubling things going on at the FBI. Now, I'll be the first to say the information that has been revealed is kind of like something that we already knew. We knew that, of course, this witch hunt to target Project Veritas was unfair, and it was absolute heavy-handed overkill. But there is somebody that works at the FBI who's actually released this information to Project Veritas, showing them the investigative documents which describe how the FBI is looking into them. What's troubling, or I guess maybe I don't know. It helps our case. The FBI identifies Project Veritas as news media. This is a sensitive investigative matter, and a sensitive investigative matter involves the activities of a domestic public official or domestic political candidate involving corruption or a threat to national security, religious or domestic political organization or individual prominent in such an organization or news media, an academic nexus, or any other matter. Okay. So this whistleblower has not revealed who they are. They haven't been revealed. It remains to be seen if the FBI is going to go after them. But what this shows us is just how deeply entrenched this corruption is at the FBI. But even more importantly, and this is from the whistleblower themselves, they said that they brought this information forward because they and a vast majority of the men and women who work at the FBI are very troubled about the direction that our country is going. And I'm glad to hear that. Because when you take a look at how conservatives are being targeted here in America, it sure doesn't feel like anybody gives a shit. There are people who are doing the wrong thing knowingly. Going after Project Veritas for this garbage investigation into Ashley Biden's diary, when they didn't steal it, when they tried to give it back, and when nobody came and took it from them, it's absolutely just the lowest of the low. They're targeting Project Veritas because they are politically active, exposing the corruption of people in Joe Biden's own party. All right? They're exposing the corruption that is inherently on display in America today and at places like the FBI and the DOJ. So as a result of that, they have to pay. All right? People like myself, the exact same thing has happened. Many of you out there in the chat, I know you might have been talked to by the FBI simply because you attended a protest. Well, where were those FBI agents when the BLM and Antifa radicals were burning down America throughout 2020? Where were they? Absolutely baffling. They were completely absent. But the FBI whistleblower says, shows some background on the investigation that resulted in the warrant to search Project Veritas's property. And he says, we don't see a lot of investigations into news organizations. It's uncommon. And to see a criminal investigation, particularly one categorized the way this is alerting and surprising based upon the public information that is provided. It's not simply a handful of people that are doing this. We have people that are knowingly going after a news organization, and they're doing it on purpose. And then we have agents at the Bureau that are participating in this investigation because they want to keep collecting a paycheck. And that's those ones are the worst to me, because all it takes for tyranny to succeed here in America is for good men to do nothing. And that's what we have a lot of today. You know, it takes some courage to step up. It takes cojones to be able to stand up against this deep state machine that we have that is slowly but surely destroying our country. And a lot of these people are just choosing to say nothing because they want to keep getting paid. Well, you know, that's not going to work out all that well in the future when that's not going to be enough. All right. At a certain point, if we don't do something, if we're not able to stop this corruption, we're not able to put this genie back in the bottle, then they're going to actively be coming for all of us. And this, again, goes back to the importance of what we're doing right now in this country in 2022. We have to replace these people. We have to get America First majority in the Congress so that they can produce these oversight investigations into the corrupt individuals at the FBI and the DOJ. And we need to roll back the clock on this corruption that they've got going on. Now, even more importantly, we have another FBI whistleblower. This FBI. Oh, you guys, real quick, I forgot about the sponsor for the second half of the show. We'll be right back after this.
If you've never heard the term sluggish blood before, you're going to want to listen up. If you have low energy, older looking skin, a lack of stamina, or brain fog, you might be one of the millions with sluggish blood. And here's what happens. When your body isn't transporting blood effectively, you'll experience all these symptoms and more. Because your body transports 2,000 gallons of blood through more than 60,000 miles of blood vessels every single day. Your You're going to love how you feel when your body does this effectively. But when it's having trouble, you may experience symptoms like brain fog, slower metabolism, and more. And that's why I'm a huge fan of taking this amazing powder. It helped me invigorate my own blood flow and reverse all those symptoms I mentioned. And the reason it works so well is because it's filled with 8 supercharged food extracts. Shopping for these food extracts on their own is costly and time-consuming, but they're all inside just one scoop of this amazing powder. With just this simple addition to your diet, you'll help invigorate your blood flow that may result in a whirlwind of health benefits. After only a few days of adding it to my own routine, my energy, mental clarity, and skin all drastically improved. You won't realize how off you've been feeling until you try it for yourself. If you want to help improve your own health, youthfulness, and energy levels, then you're going to love this amazing new powder. And you can get it today for up to 51% off in the next 24 hours by going to Reds with Red or by visiting the link below. And remember, when you support my sponsors, you support this channel. Welcome back, guys. Thanks for sticking around. And yes, I am tan. I tan up really nicely in the summertime. Okay, so moving on to the second FBI whistleblower. This kind of goes back to a story that we heard about a couple of months ago, where the DOJ had, essentially sent that letter out based upon a letter that was sent in by members of a certain school board. I can't remember who it was. But we now know that the FBI actually investigated parents who spoke at school board meetings as domestic terrorists. And this is in direct contrast to what Merrick Garland said when he testified before Congress. Now, if we have a fair and balanced judicial system, Merrick Garland would face consequences for that. And despite the fact that he lied to Congress, I don't believe that's going to happen. Now, the only way I believe that can happen is if we get adequate representation in Congress. We have a lot of rhinos that are sitting in Washington, D.C. right now. Let me see. Denise says, you take so many supplements for energy, youth, hair, nails, etc. You should be like a baby by now. I have the skin of a baby. And yes, you know, I mean, I have always taken really good care of myself. There's a whole bunch of things that I take that I take vitamin A, D, and E, fermented cod liver oil. Have you guys ever heard of that, fermented cod liver oil? There's a whole bunch of things that you can take to ensure that your body keeps running smoothly. And mostly, the reason I do is because a lot of our food is just devoid of nutrients today. And so it's very important. So there's a group called Moms for Liberty. I think Moms for Liberty actually added me to their mailing list because I saw that. And one of the moms in Moms for Liberty was investigated because she owned a gun. Well, guess what? I own a gun, too. I bet you every single one of you guys here own a gun. But that's not a reason to investigate somebody. And simply being a member of a advocacy group for parents that are fighting to stop the indoctrination of our children is absolutely not a reason to investigate people. The FBI and the DOJ are spending endless resources going after American patriots rather than going after the true criminals. Look back at 2020, I default consistently to the criminals that burned, robbed, pillaged, and murdered in the summer of love, 2020. I have very old cod liver oil. Does that qualify? I don't know how old it can be if you want to take it. But to put these parents on the domestic terror watch list, to investigate them under the USA Patriot Act, you know, our country has fallen so far. And the only reason it's been allowed to happen is because, again, good men have done nothing, or we've had inadequate representation in Congress. These people are not defending the rights of Americans. They are simply cashing a paycheck and going from office to office to office. We cannot allow that to happen. And Lisa just sent me a post on Truth Social that I can't see because the links from Truth Social, there we go. Ah, here we go. President Trump says Kathy Barnett will never be able to win the general election against the radical left Democrats. She has many things in her past which have not been properly explained or vetted. But if she's able to do so, she will have a wonderful future in the Republican Party, and I will be behind her all the way. Dr. Oz is the only one who will be able to easily defeat the crazed lunatic Democrat in Pennsylvania. A vote for anyone else in the primary is a vote against victory in the fall. Okay, and that makes a lot of sense to me. President Trump wants the person who is the Republican nominee to win. I'm not familiar with who is currently the senator for that area of Pennsylvania. But I know that Pennsylvania has had a lot of Democrats in elected office. So I don't know. Like I said, guys, if Kathy Barnett hasn't been vetted, then that's a problem. All of our candidates need to be vetted. We need to know what's going on, what's happened in their past. But, you know, this right here is something that you should be crowing to the moon about. A.G. Garland lied about Americans being put on the terror watch list and being investigated. Now, the House GOP, Judiciary GOP, says that whistleblowers reveal the FBI has labeled dozens of investigations into parents with a threat tag created by the FBI's counterterrorism division. Okay, great, House Judiciary GOP. I hope you do something about it now. I hope that you actually take action and hold Merrick Garland and hold the FBI accountable for investigating American parents as terrorists, for having the balls to stand up against these radical left-wing school boards. That's the only crime they've committed, and that's not a crime. There's nothing wrong with it, but what is just horrifically wrong is what's happening in our own government right now. Let me see. This is news from yesterday, but it bears repeating today, just to make sure everybody is aware that the bill by the Democrats to codify abortion into law has been blocked. 49-51. Joe Manchin was the winning vote. God bless Joe Manchin. Thank God for Joe Manchin. I'm glad that that he's there. And I'm glad that he is the only thing standing in the gap between us and the Democrats. Never thought I would say that, but Joe Manchin has really came through in a pinch. Joe Manchin has done more for American exceptionalism than a lot of these Republicans, which is just crazy to me. But so this was kind of a symbolic vote. The Democrats had to create this bill because it's the only way they're going to be able to appeal to their radical left-wing base. If they didn't do everything they could to fight to keep abortion in place, then the, you know, these left-wing people probably would have turned on them. So it was never going to pass, and thank God for that. Now, look at this. This is a Democrat in California, Kate Porter. She's using the argument of inflation as a checkmark in the column for why we need abortion. The logic here just defies everything within my body. I cannot reconcile how she could come to this conclusion. We have inflation, yes, but it's due to bad decision-making, bad policies within the Biden administration, and the things that the deep state have done to try to destroy America. Because we have inflation, that is not a reason to not have kids. You know who does have kids and who doesn't care about abortion, doesn't want abortions? The vast number of illegals that are coming into our country, the immigrants that are coming in from other countries. They don't want Americans to have babies because they want us to be replaced. They want to replace us with third world population for votes and for chattel, essentially. You know, they want to use us in the best way possible for them. They want to keep our wages decreased. They want to depress the value of the American dollar. They want to create crisis after crisis. And the idea that because inflation is out of control, that we should be in favor of abortion. Kate Porter, you know, I can't even imagine. California is absolutely insane. The elected representatives, the selected government in California is absolutely insane. Now, Kate Porter also had a tale that she had to tell. How she realized that inflation was a problem here in the United States. Now, as a representative of California, she's maintaining two households. One household in Washington, D.C., another one back in California. And she says she's a single mother of three, struggling on a salary of $174,000 a year. Must be so difficult. And I'm sure she's not getting any child support for those three kids either. I bet you she is. But turns out by looking at her campaign finance reports or congressional finance reports, her total valued assets sit between somewhere between $1.2 and $2.8 million. $1.2 and $2.8 million. Wow. And she's making $174,000 a year. You know that there are other sources of income back in her you know, yearly takes that she's not reporting. And I would love to see what her stock holdings are. I'd love to see what she's investing in. Is she following the Nancy Pelosi stock tracker in order to have her dollar go the farthest? I would imagine so. You know, these people in Congress are using the information they have, weaponizing it against the American people, and using it to enrich themselves in the worst possible way. If you were anyone else, Madison Cawthorn, they're going after him for insider trading now, even though that's, you know, what all of these people do. Everybody in Congress is going and using the information they have to purchase stock and to enrich themselves. All right. Here is another strike against the nationwide GOP. 2,000 mules, I said it the other day, probably one of the most important aspects, excuse me, one of the most important examples of American filmmaking, certainly in the 21st century, but perhaps in all of recorded time. Who is talking about 2,000 mules? Practically no one. We're talking about 2,000 mules. President Trump is talking about 2,000 mules. But where's the GOP? Where is the Republican leadership calling for investigations? Nobody that I've seen is talking about 2,000 mules. But this film has proven to me and to many other people that we have a massive problem in America with ballot trafficking, ballot harvesting, and we already had a problem with election fraud. Hey, Vector, what's up, buddy? Good to hear from you. My mom said that you had emailed saying that you hadn't heard from me. I haven't seen an email from you recently, but it's good to see you here. I'm glad you're in the audience. Thank you very much for being here. This is another thing that I think you guys should be contacting your elected officials about. Asking them if they've seen 2,000 mules. Have they seen the evidence presented in 2,000 mules? I have a very important development to let you guys know. Real America's Voice did this morning. I'm not surprised that Real America's Voice is talking about it. I wonder if Newsmax is talking about it. Certainly, Fox News is not talking about it. You guys, I let you know the other day that Dinesh D'Souza is going to be on the show. He's going to be on the show on the 25th. That's a Wednesday. Because of everything that's happening with the film and all the attention that he's getting, he can't do a weekend live stream. So we're recording on Wednesday, and I'm releasing it that day. But on the 21st, I believe that Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips from True the Vote are going to be here for a live stream. So we're going to have a very, very interesting week. It's going to be a great set of interviews. I'm really excited about that. This weekend, I have John Paul Rice on Friday. That's tomorrow. I can't believe it's tomorrow. And then Saturday, journalist Brian Cates is going to be here. So get your questions ready for them, and they'll be here. And we can talk about everything that's been happening in the world. You know, the information presented in 2,000 Mules is unimpeachable. These are the exact same investigative tactics that are used by our own federal government. These are the same tracking, geo-tracking, geolocating tactics that were used on January 6th to identify people that went inside the Capitol building. And it's what the DOJ and the FBI have used to bring charges against those people, those peaceful protesters. So why can't they do investigations into these ballot trafficking mules, the people that are getting paid by NGOs, people like Stacey Abrams and these other NGOs? Why is nobody investigating them? Well, clearly it's because the whole freaking government is corrupt and they absolutely benefit from that fraud that is present in this system. And that is clearly something that needs to change. And I think that we have an opportunity to change that come November when we elect dozens and dozens and dozens of America First candidates. Now, continuing our thread on winning down here in Florida, Governor DeSantis and his efforts to strip Disney of that Reedy Creek Special District, which basically left them as a self-governing entity. There was a lawsuit that was brought against Governor DeSantis to sue him for the termination of that. Well, a federal judge in South Florida has just dismissed that case. This was on behalf of residents of Orange and Osceola counties. They claimed that the dissolution of Disney's Reedy Creek bill was to punish Disney World and then Florida taxpayers. I don't see how this is going to punish Florida taxpayers. Disney's not going anywhere. Disney is going to stay in Florida because they have billions of dollars worth of infrastructure down here that they can't simply pick up and move to another state. And even if they wanted to, it's going to take them decades and decades because that's how long it took them to build it here. Disney doesn't have the money. They don't have the money. They don't have the ability to fund a project that would move them to a new special district in some other state. Disney already gets special privileges on copyright. You guys, you know that copyright, it's only good for like 70, 75 years. That means that a vast majority of Disney's legacy characters should not be copywritten anymore. Anybody should be able to use Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and Goofy and all those guys. But they can't because Disney gets special consideration. So they already have an advantage over small content creators, people that, you know, otherwise are going to lose their copyrights. So big win for the people of Florida. Big win for Governor DeSantis. I'm happy to report that to you guys. Let me see. There was, oh, yes, one more thing I wanted to bring to you guys. Looks like we may be able to add at least one more name to the Clinton body count. Mark Middleton was a special advisor from Little Rock, Arkansas, to former governor, former President Bill Clinton. He is also connected to Jeffrey Epstein. And on Saturday, he died at the age of 59. Here is Mark right here. You know, isn't it weird how people are just dying younger and younger nowadays? It doesn't really make any sense, you know? I mean, it would be great if we could pinpoint some particular vector out there, some new aspect of that was placed into the system that would, you know, explain all of these people who are dying. Well, I mean, the Clintons are certainly a way to explain people dying young, but Middleton is somebody who flew on the Lolita Express a number of times. Did we see how he died? I don't think they tell us how he died. He was a father of two. He lived in Little Rock, Arkansas. Yeah, we did not reveal the cause of death. But I would bet if he didn't die as a result of his association with the Clintons, that Mark probably died as a result of the jab. But like I said, we've had a lot of people dying from that jab. Yep. All right, you guys. So we are approaching the end of the show. I want to go through and read the thank yous from Foxhole. Thank you very much to everybody who supports the show directly. It really means a lot, you guys. Obviously, my ability to do this and do it successfully is incumbent upon my ability to fund my efforts, so I really appreciate it. I got a donation to Lisa's Cash App from somebody classified, I think that's how you pronounce it, it's Class C Fide, said, I need help for my cousin in hospital with COVID and pneumonia. Now, classified, you gave me your phone number here, and I just want to say, you guys, I don't give out my phone number, and you know, I have like a business phone number that I use for like the website. But people oftentimes don't answer it because they don't know who it is. So classified, I'm asking you to send me an email, redpill78@protonmail.com, and I'll help in any way that I can. I also want to let you know that in the description of every single video, there is a document entitled "How Not to Die from COVID-19." You can also go on popular online retailers and purchase ivermectin. If you are unable to get medicine into somebody because they're in a hospital, like in an isolated COVID ward, then the best thing I can say would be to contact America's frontline doctors and see if there is some way that you can find legal representation in your area. I don't have a list of lawyers in every single state or every single city that I can offer to you. But what I've just mentioned is my best advice. And if you want to email me and see if there's anything else that I can do to offer my assistance, I'll be happy to try. Unfortunately, once you get a relative in the hospital and they're diagnosed with COVID and pneumonia, I mean, it's very difficult. They have to be conscious, and they have to specifically hand over power of attorney to somebody who is not sick, who's going to be able to tell the hospital, no remdesivir, no vent, you know, keep them on natural treatments or give them these approved treatments for other things, because ivermectin is approved. It's on the NIH's website. All right, so 17 is coming for you, says a little drink for our kick-ass fearless leader. Oh, thanks, dude. Then also, boom, Nikki the Greek dropped a cookie. Insight, Gino, thank you for the shades. Empress dropping two cookies, a can, and then two more cookies in another can, and then a ship. You deserve much more for all you do. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much for your generosity. Old Home 29 says, you are the news now. Thanks for all you do. God bless you. God bless you as well. Luann V, I hope you're doing well. She says, okay, I will send the letter to Schumer, Gillibrand, and AOC for all the good it will do. Sarcasm. Even if you don't think it's going to do anything, I said in the show the other day, we have so many elected representatives in Congress and in the Senate, and all it takes is one of them to object to this bill, and maybe if we put it on the radar of enough people, then it will do something for some of them. And I understand, you know, I mean, Schumer, Gillibrand, and AOC are probably not going to budge on it. They're just going to hand over all of our sovereignty if they could. But it's symbolic, okay? And I think that even if we are relatively certain it's not going to do anything, I think that flooding their inboxes, flooding their mailboxes, I think that it will send a message in a manner of speaking. Okay, then Lowcountry Brooklyn dropped the James Roguski Substack article. Paul Thaddeus says, thanks for all you are to our community, RP. God bless. God bless you as well, buddy. D Patriot dropped a cookie. 123 SKG dropped a can. Rook Castle, good to see you, hon. 123 cookies. Ranger Billy dropped a cookie. And then Rook dropped three more cookies. Thank you for that. Mountain Lace dropped a cookie. Moda Lisa dropped a cookie. Warrior Mina, some shades. Philly 369 Garden says, cheers, RP and fam. Empress dropped another 217 gold pills. Great show today. Switchrod says, HHS public comment on the World Health Organization issue, interestofjustice.org. Interestofjustice.org. And then Jack McMick. Jack McMick dropped a cookie. Thank you very much for that, buddy. I appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, truthfully, I think that there are definitely some senators and congressmen that dropped a cookie aren't going to do anything. They're not going to care what you say or what you tell them. But if we can send an overwhelming message to the entire, both of these congressional bodies, I think that it has the possibility of doing something. I would rather go down fighting than not fighting at all. Okay, I'm going to die on my feet rather than die on my knees. And I hope that you will do the same. Here we go, releasing the scratch off. I love you guys. I'll be back later on today for another episode of Red Pill News. Angle also dropped a cookie and said, great show. I appreciate it, you guys. Take a look at the description below. You can get to the sponsors if you want to support me that way. Also, you can go to Buy Me a Coffee. We've also got Lisa's Cash App. And then, of course, there is the memberships on the website and direct support through Subscribestar. And then also Locals, if you're on Rumble. That's kind of like the memberships were on YouTube. And I'm considering doing specific streams that would be on these various platforms. The reason I haven't is just because I'm so busy delivering all this regular free content. So I've had a trouble trying to figure out how to put it all together. All right, you guys, thank you for being here, everyone. Let's see. TMG says, please pray for my daughter. Doesn't have any problems after Remdesivir. Oh, gosh. Okay, hopefully. Let's see. Also, Kayari says, tell them to contact Diddy Style 93 is giving people ivermectin, the horse paste version. Okay, contact Diddy Style 93. He is on the Foxhole and he's on pilled.net. All right, you guys, good luck and God bless. We'll see you tonight.